Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I read once that Christmas sermons are usually one of two things. 15 minutes of scolding people for only showing up to church tonight, or sort of sanguine, sappy niceness. I'll try to do neither. This is the night. This is the night for which we have been waiting these 4 weeks of Advent. For some of us, it is a time of a remarkable amount of work. It's sort of fun for us, but you'll notice Carl has a cold, I have a cold, half the choir has a cold. It's just what happens. But we've been waiting for this night and for this announcement that you heard so beautifully from the top of our sanctuary. Tonight, Christ is born. It is the only reason we, this church, are here. It seems a little crazy, doesn't it? But all of this music and all of these musicians and all of these choir members, all of you, we're here for one reason. A light has come into the world. It has illuminated the darkness. A child, Christ the Savior. It is that powerful reality that we celebrate with gifts and singing, and family, and way too much to eat. I instituted a tax in honor of Quirinius that all of the stockings should be taxed, 10% of their chocolate to me. It's gone well so far. Right on, brah. But you see, this is the whole thing. This is what's so exciting and what's so powerful. That in the midst of so much darkness, and you can name all of the darknesses tonight, a recession that just seems to be strangling people, fear that seems to draw us back into our homes and keep us afraid, hopelessness, anxiety. You can paint the broad and powerful painting of your life filled with all of those darknesses, and yet all that darkness cannot overcome this one light. Jesus of Nazareth, this little child born to a scared mother and a trembling father in a barn. I said earlier this afternoon that it was that moment in which God poured God's self out. But the part that I left out was that God poured God's self out and brought this light for you. That's the key. That's the whole key. Martin Luther, in his Christmas sermon, reminded those who would listen that it is enough that God has chosen to save the world. And I agree with him. It's enough that God has chosen to save the world. You heard in this hymn that God has come to save all people. But tonight, it's not enough to talk in vague generalities. It's not enough to just spread it wide and thin. This child who was born, about whom we sing, and about whom we gather, was born for you. For your life. Your life. There is no darkness. There is no fear. no anxiety, no recession, no bank foreclosure or mortgage rate, no family whining. Lord, save us from family whining. No discontent that can overcome that light. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. It's why we're here. It's why you're here. To receive this news that God has come into the world tonight. Amen.